Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM in association with St Francis Hospice. 6 minutes past nine, site number 10 in this particular month and year was Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. But what's that month and year? This is the top 10 from when on Phoenix FM. Now, this is where we actually take a break from the top 10 from when, because we're going to play you a song in a second that's being released for charity. And the charity is St Francis Hospice. Isn't that right, Jane?
It is indeed.
Now, it was originally released by the Mike and the Mechanics.
Yes, I believe it was number one in 1989.
It was a fantastic song.
Brilliant song. I love it, actually.
Now, it's called The Living Years. Can you explain how this ended up being re-recorded and the money going to the charity?
Well, it basically came about by, I think it was the Royal Trinity House Hospice. It's their 125th anniversary, and they were thinking about a way to commemorate it or whatever. So they decided to try and form a hospice choir from across London. So they they got 17 choirs plus themselves involved.
Yeah.
And we have, I think, 18 members of our choir are involved in it. And they then managed somehow to get Paul Carrick, who was the original singer.
That's right, he was in
for the Mike and Mechanics. Yeah, basically, I knew him from Mike and the Mechanics, but one of the guys at work was giving me a schooling yesterday on all the other things that Paul Carrick has done. So apparently,
oh, really?
He's quite famous.
Have Mike and the Mechanics disbanded now?
I think so. I don't know. I think he's quite well known, Paul Carrick. I think he was with Squeeze for a bit. I think he was with Roxy Music for a bit.
Yeah,
so he's
was.
Quite
and been about he, a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
In the nicest way possible.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. So he got on board, and they picked this song. I think because it's the message is about trying to tell people before they pass what you think of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that you don't wait until people are gone.
No, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so
right.
It's, I think the song was originally written by, I think, Paul Rutherford. And he wrote it after his father had passed, you know. And I think, as you say, it's Wish It Could Have Told You in the Living Years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's it. And they got, then they actually recorded this track that you're going to listen in Abbey Road.
Yeah.
And they got a Hollywood director involved to do the video, which is really lovely as well, which is available on our website. This is not available to buy now, but it's available to pre-order. So we're trying to get people to pre-order it to get it to start to move
in
the charts.
Yeah.
It's available to buy from the 16th of December. It's available on Amazon and iTunes.
Right.
So if people want to go ahead and do that, it'd be brilliant.
Fantastic.
Because it's a great thing. Like, our choir is actually really, it's one of these things. I didn't know anything about it until this came up. I didn't even know we had a choir. But there's a lot of family members, nurses, like our CEO is in it.
Really?
She's in it. There's like people who have affinity for the hospice through their own personal connection.
Yeah.
There's people that, you know, as I say, nurses, there's some of our volunteers are in it. So it's a really good, and they perform in a lot of places to raise money for St. Francis Hospice. So they were delighted to get on board in this. And I think it's been a really, really great experience for all of them. You know, recording the video. It's just exciting.
It's not a video.
The video with it as well.
Yeah,
honestly, it's really, really good. I think it was filmed in Trinity Hospice. Royal Trinity, I should say, House Hospice. So it's really, really good. You should take a look. It's excellent.
Fantastic. So it's by the London Hospices Choir.
Yeah, so it's 18 hospice choirs from across London. Just all manner of hospices, but there's no point in naming them all out, but they're from all over London.
It's called The Living Years. We're going to play it in just a second.
Yes.
But before we do that, is St Francis up to anything else you need to tell us about?
Our Christmas market that I have spoken to you about many, many times is on actually this Saturday. And it starts at 11:30, and we have choirs, we have a bagpiper, we have a town crier, we have fairy tales, a number of choirs, actually a number of singing groups. So we'll have Frankie there, there's food, there's a cake stand, there's mince pies, mulled wine, jack of potatoes.
As you do.
Yeah, as you do.
As you do,
Mulled wine, I'll probably be heading that way. You can go to the jack of potatoes if you like.
Yeah, as you do.
So anyone in Brentwood for the turning on of the lights on Saturday, please come down to Bennett's Courtyard. and say hi. We'll all be down there, and we'll be running around the town trying to get people to come down anyway.
I'll be popping in and saying
please
hello.
Please do. Please will do. I'm there all, yeah, so I'm there all day, and there'll be loads of St. Francis Hospice staff there, so we really hope we have a bit of a turnout. And then on the 11th of December, we have our Santathon, which is in Dagenham.
Right.
And that's the one I told you about, where everyone, the 600 Santas last
year. That's right,
year.
All dressed as Santa.
Yeah, it's a 5K fun run. That's on the 11th of December, and it's a really, really fun day. You can get all the details on our website as to how you can register for that. It's Santa suits are provided. So just all you need is your trainers.
And the website is sfh.org.uk.
UK, that's the exact one.
See, I know.
You
I know.
Are, you know.
I'm on the
you
ball.
Know.
I know.
And for the hospice, this is a real catchy one. You'll love this. For the hospice choir number one, the hashtag is hospices for number.
Yeah.
Xmas, capital X, yeah. Number one. Real catchy that, isn't it? It's real easy to remember.
It would be really good if we could make the Living Years number one again.
It would be, but the song is beautiful. I think it's a really good version. I think I actually like it better than the original.
Well,
I would say that.
I personally would put this in front of all the Simon Cowell lot we see off the TV, because
really
they're all
beautiful.
Fighting for number one, aren't they? But
yeah.
This deserves it.
And this is a really good song. Yeah, and
it is
a really good cause. It's about like raising awareness for hospice care. Again, letting people know that you should love your loved ones while they're with you.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic message. So we're looking for pre-sales.
Yes, please.
On Amazon and all the rest of
Amazon
it.
And iTunes.
Amazon and
absolutely.
iTunes.
Absolutely. London Hospices. No, hold on. I better give you the exact name. London Hospices Choir.
That's it.
That's
London,
where you get it.
The London Hospices Choir, the Living Years, and the money is going to hospices around London.
Yeah, it'll be divided up between the whole lot of us.
Jane, thank you very
thank
much
you,
for coming
as
in.
As usual. Thanks very much.
And this is a song you've got to make number one for Christmas.
Okay, thank you.